You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast. We have a really exciting podcast for you today. I'm your host, Sydney Mulvannon, here with OMG. What is your name?
Oh my goodness.
I just said it a few seconds ago. Graham. Graham Thomas of Northwest Arkansas and Leland Barclay in the River Valley. I'm so sorry, Graham. But anyway, we have a really great show for you guys today. We're first going to start with the play or game of the week, as I should say. And for in the Northwest Arkansas, that was Springdale versus Bentonville West. Graham, how was that game? What are the key takeaways?
Well, I'll tell you what, Sydney. Going into this matchup last Friday at Bentonville West, I thought it would be one of those really good high school basketball games because it had all the makings for it. Springdale was coming in unbeaten in league play. Bentonville West was unbeaten in league play, really hot. It just come off with a big win with Springdale Harbor. And I tell you what, Springdale laid it on Bentonville West. It was a close game for a little while. At the end of the first half, Springdale hit a couple of big three-pointers to gap out the lead a little bit, and then they really just overwhelmed Bentonville West the second half and rolled to a win. So, sometimes these games may look good on paper and don't turn out to be, but I think it's more of a testament to how good of a basketball team Springdale is. Was able to visit with Bentonville West coach Trent Lloyd last night and just ask him about that game. And he said, they are just so long and athletic. And, it really makes it difficult to guard them. And because they're also long and athletic on defense, he knew they'd have a difficult time scoring. And, Springdale was ready to go. And they just laid it on Bentonville West. So, and really kind of established themselves as the front runner in this league.
I agree. I was really impressed watching Springdale. I think they just have that aggressiveness, especially on attacking plays. I mean, they can get close in the scoring with the other team. One of the things that I just noticed during that game was, they kept Bentonville West to a point less than they did against Heritage, to 26 points, which I thought was impressive, but looking at that, who is somebody on Springdale that you think makes this team special?
Oh, gosh, we could have a whole list of them. you start off with the Arkansas Razorback signee, Isaiah Seely. And then you think about DJ Hudson, who is just a junior. He was the sophomore of the year at Fayetteville and transferred over to Springdale. You've got Jackson Conley, who transferred over from Springdale Harbor, who is just a really tremendous guard. He can really get going and shoot the ball. You've got Malik Sosa. You've got Cy Bates, who Leland interrupted me the last week on that one with the name that everybody liked. They just got a lot of pieces, a lot of weapons. All the ingredients, as Leland likes to say.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how they'll play against Fayetteville. That's going to be a big matchup for this Friday. And, they both played Bentonville West during this past week. Springdale on Friday, Fayetteville last night. And one of the things I noticed is, they kind of play similar in many ways. I think it'll be a really good matchup to see who can kind of pull away as the top here. Fayetteville, I kind of nicknamed them the silent threat because it takes them a while to get started. Or at the same time, when they played West in the fourth, they tied it up at 39 and then 41 and eventually broke away to win the game. But what I noticed with them is, they are that silent threat. It takes them a while to get going, but once they do, they're amped up. And so same with Springdale. But I think in that matchup, it's going to depend on who can be that threat first at the beginning of the game, because I think one way to win that game is to see who's going to play better at that same kind of playing style.
Yeah. And that's going to be a heck of an atmosphere. It should be.
I hope
that's
so.
The old Battle of the Bulldogs. Used to be before Harbor existed. That was Springdale's biggest rival, Fayetteville. I just saw Fayetteville and Bentonville West last night, like you mentioned, and Fayetteville looked like they were in complete control early. And then Bentonville West roared back and took the lead in the third quarter and led into the fourth. Fayetteville then kind of rose up in the fourth quarter and won a tough ball game. We had some video from Coach Brad Stamps and Xavier Brown kind of explaining all of that.
Mm-hmm. So the third quarter was not y'all's best work, but y'all were able to bounce back in the fourth quarter, get it back together, and get a big win tonight.
Well, that's what we just talked about, Graham, was, you know, between the quarters, we really talked about we can't change anything that just took place. We can't. But what we can do is respond. This is response time. Response time requires being locked in on both ends. Response time means we're together. We look like we're together. I felt over the course of the first 2.5 quarters, maybe a little disconnect for whatever reason. First time we've seen that, okay? But the mark of a championship basketball team, or I would say even a veteran team like we are, responds with adversity, and we did that. We went 19-9 in the fourth quarter against a well-coached, good basketball team. I will take nothing away from Bentonville West's performance because they had a lot to do with the way we played.
Mm-hmm. In the fourth quarter, y'all got a bunch of defensive stops in a row. They were on 41 for quite a while. Xavier got the big basket to put y'all ahead. Free throws put it away.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's one thing that I felt like. I don't know what we shot from the free throw line down the stretch, but we try to get the ball in our free throw shooters' hands, guys that have been there before in big moments, and they responded. But I give, once again, I give Bentonville West and Coach Lloyd a ton of credit. You know, they knew they had to keep the score down and limit us, and I thought they did a really good job of that. Once again, by no stretch of the imagination are we disappointed by finding a way to win a game when we weren't at our best. And so we'll take that and we'll move on to the next one.
Okay. So, you know, it ought to be a great ball game, but one thing that really jumps out at me about that game potentially is going to be Springdale's length advantage. They're very big, they're very long, Fayetteville. While they have a couple of guys who are, you know, have some length and all that, they're not like mm-hmm. Springdale.
What I noticed in both of them playing Bentonville West is Springdale just has that ability to get on the foul line more than Fayetteville does. And I think that might be an advantage against Fayetteville. But another thing that I realized watching both of these games is, like you mentioned, the atmosphere. I mean, I remember when I was in high school and these atmospheres, no matter if the team was, you know, losing the entire season, every seat was packed. And now I just don't really see that unless you're looking at the student section. And so I'm hopeful that with a big of a rivalry as Springdale versus Fayetteville, that a large crowd will come to Fayetteville. I'm hopeful for that. Because I just feel like when you're playing those games and rivalry games up here, you know, with that lack of energy, it kind of depends on how you play. And I think for Fayetteville, that home advantage really helps them.
Well, it should be a great environment because it's also a really big girls game. Springdale and Fayetteville girls, those are two of the top teams in the girls division to start it off with. So, I mean, it has all the ingredients for a great atmosphere, great ball game.
I hope so. Leland, what about you in the River Valley? What ingredients is it going to take to have a good ball game up there?
Well, you know, we had several, you know, Tuesday it wasn't just a rivalry night. It was the rivalry night in the River Valley. And of course we had, you know, Northside visiting Southside. We had Alma visiting Van Buren. You know, and we have a lot of good rivalries in the River Valley. Some big games coming up on Friday night. Conference play is approaching the halfway point. You know, and I think, too, one thing we'll notice when we get into the Gimme Five, and I'm sure Graham's top five, the seniors, the cream is really starting to rise to the top in these games as we approach, you know, really the midway point of the bigger classifications, and we're getting pretty close to district play in the smaller classifications.
Well, you mentioned to me earlier this week that South Side versus North Side might be a big game.
Well, it was a big game for the boys, especially because both teams came into that game, you know, 0-for, no wins in the conference. So it was almost an elimination type game, especially since a couple of years ago, they went to the 9-7 split in the state's largest classification for the conferences. But still, they kept just six teams going. So in the 7A Central or 6A Central, six of the seven teams go to the state tournament. In the 6A West, six of the nine teams. So now there's an extra team that's eliminated from the state tournament in the state's largest classification. So that was a huge game, and Northside really proved that they were the better team. You know, they scored 41 points in the first half. They forced 18 turnovers through three quarters, and really just dominated that game from start to finish. And, you know, they're the ones of the two teams that really kept their hopes alive for the state tournament. And in the girls' game, of course, Northside has dominated that series, especially lately. And the Lady Bears, you know, rolled to a 60-21 win. They led 38-3 at the half and showed why they are really and truly one of the best teams in the conference and really one of the best teams in the state.
But all right, you guys, we're going to start a new segment on the show. I've been talking to our producer, Diana, about this all week. We are starting a Prep Rally Fantasy League. What is with that face? No, it'll be fun. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to get to draft players each week to our teams. And at the end of the season, we're going to see who's tallied up the most points from our league.
Okay.
All right. And we're going.
Sounds good.
So I kind of feel like we need, you know, snacks and, you know, beverages and all that stuff to go with a kind of a fantasy draft, you know.
We'll work on it. Maybe they'll maybe be
on the set
next week. Yeah. You know. Yeah. But we're going to have our producer, Diana, pick who's going to go first in our very first Prep Rally draft.
The first person that gets to choose is Graham.
Well, okay. My first draftee is going to be Ryder Scribner of Harrison.
Okay.
You know, he's had just a tremendous start to the conference season for the Harrison Goblins. I think he had 30 points the other night, and seems to be pretty consistent night after night, filling the basket up. So I'm gonna go with my man Ryder.
Dana, who's second?
Second is you, Sydney.
Yes, yes. It's really hoping not to go last. this is when I was trying to think of who to pick. I have two names.
You can only pick one, though, right?
Yeah, I know. But, okay.
You get to choose one next week, maybe.
I know. Well, not if Leland picks this person and he's on his list. You know, I was going to pick, I'll show you this person here. but I'll pick Isaiah Seeley. I wanted to pick his backup, who I'm not going to mention. I'm going to have him on my cards, and you better not steal him, even though I showed him to you. But yeah. With my 2025 pick, I go with Isaiah Seeley. Just because he's accurate, and he's one of those players that I hope that he helps the Razorbacks next year. I think he'd be a good addition to that team. He's young, he's passionate about the play, and yeah.
He's very much, you know, you can make an argument he's the best player in this area.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted
to. We're talking about fantasy points, right? So he's got to deliver, too. So if he only gets to play half the game, he may only end up with 12 points. You got to think about it from a fantasy standpoint.
Hey, don't say that. Don't say that. He's going to play, okay?
Some of his big games are coming up, though. Yo, so we'll get to see a good bit of Isaiah.
Yo, you're killing my vibe right now.
Well.
He's going to play, and he's going to play great. I'm just putting that out there. You just. You and your bad vibes stay on that side. All right. Leland, who you got?
Well, my first-round draft pick is a senior 6-foot out of Pocola, Oklahoma, Alyssa Parker. I'll take the first girl.
Oh!
And let me tell you, she's a good one. She has now scored 2,164 points in her career. She scored 22 points on Tuesday night in that LaFleur County second-round game, first game for Pocola because they received a first-round bye. She scored 22 points in 12 minutes. She had 41 points against Hartshorne on Friday night in a battle of two unbeaten teams that were ranked number 2 and number three in the state. And this week, of course, she's leading the Lady Indians into the or through the LaFleur County tournament, and may see her Friday in the Lady Indians or Saturday in the championship game.
Well, to end our first round draft, someone over here looks a little devastated. How do you feel about Leland's pick?
I just know he's going to one-up us every time, like no matter what we do. You could pick Michael Jordan. He would come up with a way to pick, like, someone even better than that.
Like who?
Like Wilt Chamberlain or somebody, you know, with 100 points in the game, you know, of that kind of notoriety.
Rarity.
Leland's just, you know, is it going to be a random draft order every week?
Yep, every week. It's okay. Going to be at random. That way it's fair.
All right.
even though I think I should go first every time. You know, ladies first.
Hey.
But all right, on that mention, we're going to talk about what's happening in the Northwest and River Valley just to give you guys some updates. For right now, we have Girls Golfer of the Year, Avery Allen from Rogers. Boys Golfer of the Year, Cohen Kennard from Rogers. And then we have a few upcoming games for you guys. On Friday, January 24th, Bentonville at Bentonville West, Springdale at Fayetteville, and in the River Valley, Harrison at Van Buren. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to throw in there, too. We also had our River Valley all-area golfers. We had Drew Hunter of Fort Smith Southside and Mackenzie Frazier of Mountainburg. And, you know, those ran in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette this past Sunday and also in the River Valley Democrat Gazette on Sunday and wrapped up our I guess you could say, Leland, we officially wrapped up fall sports with all those because we've for 5 or 6 weeks in a row now have been honoring athletes from the fall sports. And you know, we started off with football and moved to volleyball. We did cross country, tennis, golf. I mean, we've run the mill here. So great job by our guys up here in Northwest Arkansas and Leland and his team down there in the River Valley for getting all this together.
Mm-hmm. And all right, you guys, we have another segment. We have our new On the Clock segment that we're going to do every week where both Graham and Leland will have less than a minute. Last week it was 2 minutes, but today we're doing 1 minute where they get to basically battle it out on whatever topic that we have today for On the Clock. So, gentlemen, if you could give me a drum roll, please. All right. You're
you
on.
Asked for it.
Yeah, keep going. Your On the Clock topic of this week is, who's the biggest underdogs of the season so far? So, marinating that question for a second. I'm going to get my timer going. And all right, this time we're going to have Graham go first for the On the Clock.
Okay.
All right, Graham. Do you have a name in mind?
I have not just one name, but yes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, you can pick boy or girl. All right. Ready? Oh, pardon me, y'all. I don't know if you can hear my stomach rumbling.
Time for lunch? My goodness.
It might be. Working all hard on this script. But all right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And start.
Okay, so the biggest underdogs for me right now is a collection of girls basketball teams in the 6A West Conference. There is very much a haves and have-nots of the 6A West Girls Conference. And so at the bottom of the league, we have Rogers, we have Rogers Heritage, we have Bentonville West, and we have Fort Smith Southside. One of those teams is going to get to go to the state tournament. And for any one of those four teams, it would be just a huge deal to be able to get through that group of teams and figure out a way to make the state tournament. And so, as I've told you before, Sydney, like we like to watch the good teams, but when teams are struggling, we really root for them to come up with some big wins too. So one example of this was that Rogers.
Out of time.
Okay.
That was good. All right, Leland, you ready?
Absolutely.
Oh, he's ready. All right, you're good to go in 3, 2, 1.
The biggest game of the week on the in the River Valley on Friday night is Subiaco Academy at the Lamar Warriors. The Lamar Warriors are a huge underdog in the 3A4, which is a tremendous league this year. You've got teams returning to the conference, Slovakia, Charleston. Subiaco's dropping down from Class 4A into the conference. Lamar, of course, is shifting over from a conference. So these two teams are new to the conference. Subiaco's won 11 straight games, and they're 15-3 overall. They're undefeated in the conference. Lamar is 15-3 overall with one loss in the conference. That loss was 68-62 to Subiaco 4 weeks ago. But Lamar had not had their football guys back very long. But I think they're the underdogs going into Friday night. But sometimes the underdogs win.
Nice, with 4 seconds to spare. All right. Now we're going to have our producer, Diana, pick our winner. Who's it going to be, D? You can't wave the white flag every time. Give yourself some credit.
I think I'm really sorry, Graham, but I have to give it to Leland.
If he's thinking that the Lamar, who has a very, very good basketball team, are the underdogs of the season, man, I have to take some issue with that. But
I have an issue every time you're waving that white flag.
They're certainly the underdogs going into Friday night against Subiaco dropping down from 4A and all the Jamaican, transfers.
Is that game at Lamar this time?
It's at Lamar this time.
Talk about another, you just don't go to Subiaco and win on the road. So I could see why they would have lost that one.
It was 68-62.
Well, yeah, it was a close game. Well, we'll see.
Yep.
I do think, though, that, just in all seriousness, though, that one of those teams that's struggling right now in the 6A West girls is going to really crack through and make the playoffs and really end on a high note. And, we always feel good for whoever that team is, whether it's a – because we don't like seeing teams struggle. And then those are all teams that are struggling right now. And I think Leland would agree that, if one of those teams, say a Bentonville West or a Southside, were somehow win two or three games here at the conference to make the playoffs, that's huge for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's what it's going to take, a win or two in a row. And that's why when I was watching the Northside Grizzlies last night, I thought, because they were playing very well last night against Southside, and I thought, this might be the game that kickstarts them into a nice role.
Yep, I agree.
Well, speaking of which teams are going to kick into a nice role this weekend, we have some big matchups at the end of the week, Springdale versus Fayetteville. And who's in the River Valley, Leland? Who's the big matchup of the week?
I think probably, of course, Friday, of course, the Subiaco Academy at Lamar game. That's just a monster game. And that could be the second, of five times that these teams meet, because they're going to meet probably in the district finals. Then they go to Elkins for that regional matchup, and they could meet in the finals of that, and they could meet again in the state tournament. I mean, that's how good these two are. And Graham's kind of right. It's hard to say Lamar's a underdog, and they won't be very many times, but I think they are on Friday night. But they could meet five times, so that's the big game. And, of course, Friday, too, Northside is at Harbor, which is a huge girls game.
Well, with that being said, it's another week of basketball, and next week we'll see who's still staying afloat and who's currently sinking to the bottom. All that next week on Prep Rally. See y'all then.